say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Thursday, May 24th edition of The American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, here for the next 2 hours, and today, I think, is the day that Rosie O'Donnell's supposed to have, was it Dylan Avey? She was going to talk about, it didn't happen? Oh, I'm sorry, it didn't happen. That's too bad, because I recorded it, and I said that I was going to talk about it a little bit tomorrow, but if it didn't happen, I guess I'm not going to talk about it. Oh, well, whatever. Okay, anyway, let's make my announcements real quick. I want to tell you, I had a show, I had a guest coming on today that was going to talk about, I had a caller called in the other day, Michael, and we got on the subject of rock and roll and selling their soul and so forth. So I thought I'd do a little research and come up with a guest that put out a video on that, and I had him scheduled for today, but he has rescheduled for the 6th of June because he had some other commitments to do, and we had some difficulties, so it just didn't work out. At any rate, today, in the second hour, I'm going to have a gentleman come up, and I don't know how this is going to go. This gentleman is a Marine Corps veteran who has another fascinating story to tell. Had a fellow up by the name of Greg Michael Pound that was out of Florida. As a matter of fact, I believe he was just on a previous show talking about losing his children. There's something weird going on, something very corrupt going on down in Florida. And this gentleman's going to come on and tell you another story, which I think is extremely tragic and as well as fascinating. So we're going to talk about that the second hour. But the first hour, I'm just going to cover a little bit of news, and I'm going to go into my announcements, like always. If you would like a copy of Freedom to Fascism, feel free to email Bobby at freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777@safe-mail.net. Get a copy, watch it, bone up on it, pass it out to your friends, okay? Just tell them, take a look at this, I'd like your opinion on it, and it'll open their mind a little bit. Don't go into a bunch of detail about it. That doesn't work. Just tell them to watch it or ask them if they would watch it and give their opinion upon it or about it. Secondly, on the gas out. Remember, folks, the gas, every time I go by the gas station, the prices are rising. And I think if we are going to do anything as far as curtailing these prices, we have to at least boycott Exxon and Mobil. Don't forget to do that. It's simple to drive across the street to Shell or whatever, because Exxon and Mobil, those are the people that ultimately everybody else falls in line with regarding the price. So make sure you do that. Tell your friends to do that as well, and hopefully it'll make a difference, and we won't be paying $4 a gallon by the mid part of June for our gasoline. I'm going to take a few minutes and talk about the pledge drive, where, as you know, RBN is on a pledge drive. We have been for a little over a week. Got some back bills that we need to get caught up on. We're making progress. And again, I want to thank all those listeners out there that have sent donations in. We thank you very much for that. But we need some more money, okay? We've got some other back bills that need to be caught up on, and the cash flow isn't quite making it. So we're asking that you please click on PayPal on republicbroadcasting.org and make a donation, or you can call into the network at 800-724-2719. Talk to Julie and Sandra, very lovely ladies, and, you know, give us $20, $50, $100, whatever you can afford. If you've already donated, that's fine. If you've got a little extra money, send it our way, because, well, we need it. We'll be back in three. I'll talk a little bit about some news, and then in the second hour, we're going to have my guest. So stick with me, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'll be back in three.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Okay, let's see. I was on the subject of the pledge drive, and I wanted to, again, continue with this and say, please send your donations in to 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can, did I give the 800 number? 800-724-2719. Talk to Julie and Sandra, lovely ladies, and give your pledge. Now, again, for those of you who have donated, if you've got some extra money, I appreciate it if you send it in. If you haven't already donated, just think how good you're going to feel after you've contributed to the network that brings valuable information to you. I mentioned my guest that I have rescheduled. He was supposed to be on first hour today, and that's talking about they sold their souls for rock and roll. I've got him rescheduled for the 6th. And the gentleman that I have coming on today, second hour, is a Marine Corps veteran who was a retired corporal in Vietnam. He was in he did recon in the military, and he has a I'll tell you, it's a fascinating story to tell. It's the first I've heard of something like this. And again, there's something going on down in Florida, and I'm not real sure. I haven't got a handle on it. I've mentioned to a lot of people, we get people that call in here all the time, and they're asking about, you know, they've got a problem here with this issue or a problem with that issue. And, you know, as I mentioned to people before, we do as much as we can do, but we don't have the time. If we went down and tried to investigate everything on everyone with every different issue, we wouldn't have time to do any broadcasts. So the best that we can do is to let them tell their story and then maybe hook them up with somebody who may be able to help them. But at any rate, he's going to come up in the second hour, and he's going to tell you a story that is so bizarre that, again, it's the first I've heard of it. It relates to me a little bit because I have a background in mortgage, and I just find it unbelievable that what has happened to this guy could even happen. So stick around because I think you're going to find it as interesting as I found it. With that, let me go a step forward here. I want to talk a little bit about, well, I got an article here I want to read to you. It's by a California school teacher, and it addresses this immigration issue. And I thought that rather fascinating. You know, this situation we've got going on right now with this bill in here where they literally want to grant amnesty. I ran across this and I thought it was interesting. It was emailed to me by a good friend of mine, Don. The guy comes up once a week. And I'm going to read it to you from the perspective of a teacher. This is from a California school teacher. Had you listened to the news about the student protests over illegal immigration, there are some things that you should be aware of. And this is her talking. I'm in charge of the English as a second language department at a large Southern California high school, which is designated a Title I school, meaning that its students average lower socioeconomic and income levels. Most of the schools you are hearing about, and that's Southgate High, Bell Gardens, Huntington Park, where these students are protesting, are also Title I schools. Title I schools are on the free breakfast and free lunch program. When I say free breakfast, I'm not talking about a glass of milk and a roll, but a full breakfast and cereal bar with fruits and juices that would make Marriott proud. The waste of this food is monumental, with trays and trays of it being dumped in the trash uneaten. That's the American tax dollars at work, folks. I estimate that well over 50% of these students are obese or at least moderately overweight. About 75% or more do have cell phones. The school all, well, let me stop right there. 50% of these students are obese or at least moderately overweight. 75% or more have cell phones, and the taxpayer is paying for this program? Unbelievable. Let me, it's just, I mean, can you believe this? I was talking to my engineer in here. Okay. Let me continue. The school also provides daycare centers for the unwed teenage pregnant girls, some as young as 13, so they can attend class without the inconvenience of having to arrange for babysitters or having family watch their kids. Again, that's the American tax dollars at work. I was ordered to spend, now this is a teacher talking, okay? I was ordered to spend $700,000 on my department or risk losing funding for the upcoming year, even though there was little need for anything. My budget was already substantial. I ended up buying new computers for the computer learning center, half of which, 1 month later, have been carved with graffiti by appreciative students who obviously feel humbled and grateful to have a free education in America. Again, the American tax dollars at work. I have had to intervene several times for young and substitute teachers whose classes consist of many illegal immigrant students here in the country less than 3 months, who raised so much hell with the female teachers, calling them putas, which is Spanish for whores, and throwing things, that the teachers were in tears. Free medical, free education, free food, free daycare, etc., etc., etc. Is it any wonder they feel entitled to not only be in this country, but to demand rights, privileges, and entitlements? To those who want to point out how much these illegal immigrants contribute to our society because they like their gardener and housekeeper, and they like to pay less for tomatoes, spend some time in the real world of illegal immigration to see the true costs. Higher insurance, medical facilities closing, higher medical costs, more crime, lower standards of education in our schools, overcrowding, new diseases, etc. For me, I'll pay more for tomatoes. Folks, we need to wake up. The guest worker program will be a disaster because we won't have the guts to enforce it. Does anyone in their right mind really think they will voluntarily leave and return? There are many hardworking Hispanic American citizens that contribute to our country and many that I consider my true friends. We should encourage and accept those Hispanics who have done it the right and legal way. You know what? And I have to stop right there. I'll continue with this in a minute. She's right in that. We have to respect them that have done it the right and legal way. As many of you listeners know, I have a Scottish wife that is going through the immigration process right now. And I'll tell you what. I've told her this, that if she could paint herself brown and sneak over the border and sneak back, she'd get a lot more benefits and a lot less stress than she's going through right now. These people at the Immigration Department are putting her through so many hoops, they are just so bizarre and unconscionable, I'm not even going to go into it. But when I see this happening here, that the tax dollars that we're paying for these kids and we're paying for these entitlement programs and they're sneaking over the border and they're illegal, and not only are they doing that, but they are demanding rights. And then I get on the telephone, like I'm sure many of you do, and you have to press one for English and two for Spanish. Okay, it's going to come to a point in the not too distant future where you're going to have to be a special case just to be able to hear it in English. I don't want to go off on a tangent here. Let me get back to where I was going with this. It does, however, have everything to do with culture. A third world culture that does not value education, that accepts children getting pregnant and dropping out of school by 15, and that refuses to assimilate, and an American culture that has become so weak and worried about, quote, politically correct, that we don't have the will to do anything about it. Cheap labor? Isn't that what the whole immigration issue is about? Business doesn't want to pay a decent wage. Consumers don't want expensive produce. Government will tell you Americans don't want the jobs. Remember that?
Oh, well, they're just coming to do the jobs that we don't want to do.
Please. But the bottom line is cheap labor. The phrase cheap labor is a myth, a farce, and a lie. There is no such thing as cheap labor. Take, for example, an illegal alien and a wife and five children. He takes a job for $5 or $6 an hour. At that wage, with six dependents, he pays no income tax. Yet, at the end of the year, he files an income tax return. He gets an earned income credit of up to $3,200 for free. He qualifies for Section 8 housing and subsidized rent. He qualifies for food stamps. He qualifies for free, no deductible, no copay health care. Oh, and by the way, I want to expound on that just a little bit for those of you who do not know. If you are not an American citizen, now, let me go back. Let's say that you are an American citizen. How many of you out there do not currently have health care? There's one right there. Okay. For the people that have health care, you have to pay an enormous amount of money. You have deductibles, you have co-payments, and the cost of that health care goes up every year. Now, on the flip side of that coin, the people who do not have health care, if you go into the emergency room, they want you to sign as the responsible party, or they're not going to treat you at all. There's a problem here. Because they have and I'm not sure about the other states or what they call it, but I know in Arizona they have a program called Access. And if you do not have medical insurance, and you do not have a job, and you're indigent, and you're not an American citizen, are you aware that you can walk into an emergency room, you can walk into the hospital, no deductible, no copayment, you can get all of your medical benefits taken care of for you by who else? The American taxpayer, okay? If you walk in, and I don't know how many of you have done this. I've done it. I haven't done it, you know, because I've been personally injured, but I have done it with people that have been, and I've walked into an emergency room, and I have seen the line, and I've watched and waited to have the individual that I was with, you know, waited on. And I've sat there for hours. I'll be back in a few. I'll continue with this. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. See you in three. Stick with me.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I'm reading an article here that was written by a teacher, and it's regarding the immigration issue and the United States tax dollars at work subsidizing all this stuff. And I was talking about the emergency room, and the there's a federally funded program, and I know what the name of it is in Arizona. It's called Access, but I'm not sure what the name of it is. I know they have it in every state. But at any rate, if you go into an emergency room with a problem, you might sit there for between 2 and 8 hours, you know, to be waited on because of the number of illegals that are in there that will go in and be treated for free. And they get to go to the head of the line. Now, and that was my observation of what happened. But with this insurance program called Access, they will actually tell these people when they go in there to apply that there's plenty of money available. They have all the money that they can spend. And by the way, this United States tax dollars that are doing this, American tax dollars that are doing this, they fill out an application on you. And if you are an immigrant, if you are not a United States citizen, you do not have a job, and you declare yourself to be indigent, they will pay all the bill. Now, there's something wrong with this equation when the American taxpayer not only has to pay the tax but they also have to pay their own medical insurance. They have high deductibles, high co-payments, because if they had low deductibles and low co-payments, the cost of the medical insurance itself would be astronomical. So, you know, this is just one issue that is being dealt with on this, or that is being constituted by this immigration thing. And they're talking about, you know, basically amnesty for these people. Talk about sinking the Titanic in the form of the United States of America. Let me go back to this article. I'm going to read a quick paragraph over. Take, for example, an illegal alien with a wife and five children who takes a job for $5 or $6 an hour. At that wage, with six dependents, he pays no income tax. Yet at the end of the year, if he files an income tax return, he gets an earned income credit of up to $3,200 for free. He qualifies for Section 8 housing and subsidized rent. He qualifies for food stamps. He qualifies for free, no deductible, no copay health care, i.e. access, like as in Arizona. His children get free breakfast and lunches at school. He requires bilingual teachers and books. He qualifies for relief from high energy bills. If they are or become aged, blind, or disabled, they qualify for SSI. Once qualified for SSI, they qualify for Medicare. All of this at taxpayers' expense. Now, you know, I don't know about you folks, but have you ever looked at the annual budget for the United States and the amount of taxes, you know, the United States taxpayer dollars that come in, as opposed to, you know, what goes out for all the different budgeting things, i.e. military and roads, schools and all that stuff? You know, that's where they get a deficit. And when you've got these added expenses with these people flooding over the border, using the tax dollars to do it, you just have to question. I mean, if you look at the deficit along with these people flooding over the border as to water flooding into a sinking ship, the question is, how much water do we have to take in before we sink? He doesn't have to worry about car insurance, life insurance, or homeowner's insurance. The taxpayers provide Spanish language signs, bulletins, and printed material. He and his family receive the equivalent of $20 to $30 per hour in benefits. Working Americans are lucky to have $5 or $6 an hour left after paying their bills and his. The American taxpayer also pay for increased crime, graffiti, and trash cleanup. Where does that leave us, folks? And this is being instituted by design. We have a bunch of leaders up there on Capitol Hill that are talking about this bill right now, this amnesty bill, and they're getting ready to vote on it, okay? What they're getting ready to vote on, we have Davey in Texas. All right, I'm going to take a call here. Let's go to Davey in Texas. Davey, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Real good show. Listen, let me tell an anecdote.
All right, go ahead.
For a couple of years, I worked in Mexico back in the late 80s.
Uh-huh.
And it was not a legitimate job. Those are hard to come by down there. They don't need you. They've got all the hands they want. And by the way, something that's happening here that they do down there. See, if you have a job, a legitimate job in Mexico, and there's something about it you don't like,
mm-hmm.
Say you're working at a little store, and you really don't like going in the cooler and stocking things up, then you farm that out to somebody who has no job. And that way everybody has a part-time job.
I see.
But anyway, what I'm talking about, I ferried missionaries down there for little Protestant churches, and we had a orphanage there, and in between trips I'd help pick up the orphanage and so forth. And I wasn't supposed to be doing any kind of work, but anyway, the little church was so poor, they had a 23-year-old fella that was dying of appendicitis. And we tried to raise money and so forth. The hospital you walk in, it's like walking in the 1930s.
All right, Davey, let me stop you. I'll hold you over, okay? I got to go to a break.
Yeah.
Then we got a long segment. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. We're live from Round Rock, Texas. I'll see you in three. Stick with me. I got Davey on the line, and I'll return to him after the break.
You're You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Let's come a little bit closer and hear what Davey has to say. Continue, Davey. Go ahead.
Well, to sum up the point of that story, and then let me add an addendum to the caveat I gave you at the beginning.
Yeah, go ahead.
To sum up my story was that the 23-year-old young bachelor, lower-class carpenter died of simple appendicitis.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's typical. The hospital, first of all, wasn't a high-class hospital, so it looked like the 1930s. It's clean. I'll give them that. But, you know, the church, little church couldn't raise enough to satisfy the hospital to start on the surgery. And he had no family, and it was very sad, but it's not untypical. But the little story I told you about how they farm out the part of the job they don't like.
Right, yeah.
That's happening here. 2 years ago, I walked into a chain convenience store in McGregor, Texas. And because I'm familiar with all this, I have traveled by automobile 27 of the 31 Mexican states over a 19-year period. I'm pretty familiar with Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw what was going on. There was two really green young men from the mountains down there stocking the cooler, no uniforms. And the gal behind the counter was one of our Mexican-Americans. And it didn't take me long to see what was going on. And they didn't speak any English. And so I went home, called the parent company, and wrote a letter and got some action, and that stopped right away.
Tell me, you know, you said you traveled through 27 of the 31 states in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
David. Is there any difference? I mean, I've been over the border a couple times to different border towns, but I've never been deep into Mexico. Is there any difference between any of these states as far as prosperity?
As much or more as the difference between our states.
There is.
In every category.
So there are
topography to politics.
So there are there communities down there that are more affluent than other communities?
Oh yeah, there's areas that are so wealthy and rich that it knocks your eyes out. Makes you envy them. Perfect year-round climate and, you know, so forth, beauty and such. Mexico, you see, is very rich in natural resources. And it's owned by very few.
Okay, and what constituted your travels down there? What
were working with little Protestant churches.
Oh, okay. So were you a missionary or what?
No, I wasn't. I'm just a driver, van driver, and because I had traveled down there for several years I got started as a college student in Austin,
mm-hmm.
and when the holidays would roll around, if you stepped across the border, your money ballooned up, and you could stay a week for $50.
Wow.
And in a pretty nice place. Not the tourist hotels. And they're dirty anyway.
So how long has it been since you've been down there?
1990, and I wouldn't go anymore.
Yeah.
I can regale you with stories. Of incidents on the highways. Got stopped by militia one time, high up in the mountains by myself with a girlfriend. That was real interesting. I figured I was going to die. I knew they'd have fun with her, but...
Why? Did they do something to her?
Well, yeah, it's a real great story if you ever have 10 minutes you want to fill up, but they let us go. It turned out, I had to presume as we drove off that they were legitimate military, but there's about four Jeeps and 25 guys in one truck and a sedan car and a big guy, but nobody had any insignia whatsoever. When he made me step out of the car, two armed soldiers stepped up beside me. I thought, my knees got weak. I thought, well, I never dreamed it in this way.
Well, did they have their way with your girlfriend?
He wanted to. He did a lot of flirting and pushing and a little bit of fondling.
No, the only reason I'm asking these questions is because my daughter called me yesterday.
Yeah.
And she's talking about taking a trip down to Mexico.
No way.
Well, I was, and she says, well, I said, why would you think about taking a trip to Mexico? She said that on the list of, I don't know, places to go, she said she found that that was the most economical.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, well, I'm not sure that I'd be choosing that particular area or that particular place as a vacation spot. Of course, I would imagine if you go to resort communities, they're probably pretty well protected.
Fly into Cozumel or fly into the rich place on the west coast. What's it called? Acapulco. Fly into there and stay in the tourist hotel and be careful, real careful.
But as far as just
pickpockets are everywhere.
But as far as just going down there to visit in a border town,
stay out the border, especially.
Because?
Gang wars.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they like to kidnap, and they'll suck $100,000 out of your family before you get out of jail. And I've been in a police station down there. I've had lots of wide range of experiences. I've been in a literal brothel.
Been in a brothel, Davey?
Huh?
You've been in a brothel, Davey?
I can take you. You want to fly down?
You've already talked me out of going.
Activities for sale. Truly, I didn't.
No, well, I guess
I had two or three beers, and that was my evening.
I was just curious as to what their overall attitude. I mean, a lot of these people coming up here with, you know, Mecha, La Raza, La Conquista.
A lot of that down there. See,
I was just going to say. I was thinking going down there right now as an American with what's going on up here. I don't know if that'd be a good idea to do.
Well, they're fairly ignorant, but this would be an issue that even the lowlier people would have some knowledge of, but they have all a deep-seated irredentism. We stole their land, and it's always there.
Well, they
teach
that
in the
schools.
That's why it's so dangerous if you run out of tourist money and get off the trail.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And it's, you know, bless their poor little hearts. I mean, and I'm serious. They can't get an honest government. Everything's owned by, you can hear 33 families or so many families, and it's pretty true.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I'm well acquainted with missionaries who have lived there since they were young couples and raised their own children there. And I had a friend, young friend, that was that way. He was bicultural, if you must, and bilingual. And he couldn't fend off the damn CIA for wanting to recruit him. He finally, it was such a hassle. One thing he did was he went and became a deputy sheriff in North Texas and said, leave me alone.
Well, listen, man, you call in some other time when we're on the subject and I'll give you 10 minutes. I got a couple other articles to read, and I got a guest coming up.
Yes.
But that situation where you got stopped and they were, you know, hassling your girlfriend or so forth, I mean, did you really think that this was the last day of your life?
I sure did. Absolutely. I did nothing but pray and try to, you know, I knew better than to...
Did they have you at gunpoint?
They didn't point them at me. They were slung over their shoulders. They didn't need that. Here I am, just a young college couple, you see.
Uh-huh.
These are soldiers, the real thing.
Well, and what was the reason they stopped you?
As it turned out, looking for guns. That was what it
is. That was his excuse.
Yeah.
You weren't speeding or anything, correct?
Oh, no. Uh-huh. Beautiful, gorgeous day up in their mountains. It's beautiful, and that's where you'll find the little tiny sliver of the middle class they have.
Oh. And what part of Mexico was this?
The state, I'd have to look on the map to make sure about the state, and I've gotten rusty on naming them off.
Okay, so
between Torreon and, I mean, past Torreon and on... up in the mountains, going toward the west coast, the big city, what's it called, north of Acapulco, Mazatlan.
Okay.
I've made many, many trips from Laredo to Mazatlan and back.
And many. And how many of these soldiers pulled you over?
Oh, there was 18 or two dozen.
And these aren't police. They're soldiers.
I don't know. Nobody had any insignia whatsoever, not even on the jeeps or the trucks or the automobile.
Oh, they just had guns.
They had rifles, military rifles, and military uniforms, and they were pretty orderly, clean-looking.
And nasty attitudes and didn't speak English, right?
Well, see, this is way back in 1975, summer, June.
Okay.
And, no, they were just soldiers doing their job.
So they were just messing with you.
Yeah, I saw it. I topped over a little hill. We're up in plateau country up in the mountains, cool and beautiful, pristine, with little whitewashed villages, clean, no litter, very rare in Mexico. There's litter everywhere.
Mm.
But see, our highways are spooky to them, like a Twilight Zone experience.
Spooky because they're clean and big, or what?
Yeah, I know, and there's the pavement for ready vehicles, and then to the side of that, there's the ox cart and donkey trail, and then outside of that will be the bicycle trail, and then the foot trail. And every half a mile or so will be a posada, a homemade shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And buses coming and going everywhere, smoking and belching. And jalopies and, you know, just people everywhere.
Sounds like a place that I want to visit.
Everywhere. And litter and, you know, if...
As soon as I get off my show today, I'm calling my daughter and say, Davey tells me not to go, or tells you not to go.
Well, if she stays with a level-headed little group, and they stay on the tourist trail, and they don't stay out real late at night, and they sure don't even speak to anybody that looks a little bit shady or doesn't speak some English,
mm-hmm.
and just, you know, enjoy the beach. That's all right.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, man, thanks for the call. I appreciate
uh-huh.
it. All right. We'll talk to you later. That's interesting. Yeah, I will be calling my daughter as soon as I get off the air today. All right. Well, I'm going to shift gears here a little bit. A couple quick things I want to get into before I get into my guest today. Pulled an article, as a lot of you may be aware. If not, I'm going to remind you that Iran outlawed the American dollar back, I think it was in March. In other words, if you go over there and you spend an American dollar, you can be arrested now. 2 days later, Malaysia followed suit. Well, that should give you a little bit of an idea of the handwriting on the wall here. But I pulled an article today, which is very interesting, because not only has Iran done it, Malaysia has done it, and I think there's a couple other countries that have done it. But here it says that regional currency to replace the dollar now in Argentina and Brazilian trade. This is Buenos Aires, May 23rd. Argentina and Brazil, South America's two largest economies, will drop the U.S. dollar in favor of a regional currency in their bilateral trade starting in October of this year, Argentina Economics Minister Felisa Micheli said. The country's transition to a new currency, as yet unnamed, is part of a pilot project by the South American continent's major trade alliance, Mercosur, to replace the U.S. currency in internal transactions with money of its own, Micheli said. Speaking ahead of a Mercosur ministerial session in Paraguay, Paraguay, how about that? I know somebody owns some land down there. She said the new currency should eventually spread throughout the bloc, which will also include Paraguay, Uruguay, and Venezuela. Bolivia, Chile, Colombia, Ecuador, and Peru have associate member status. Argentine-Brazilian commerce tapped $20 billion in 2006, with Argentina running a deficit of $4 billion. Since its foundation in 1991, Mercosur's primary objective has been to remove obstacles to internal trade. But the recent admission of Venezuela made experts wonder whether the country's anti-American leader, Hugo Chavez, would try to turn Mercosur into a political weapon to undermine U.S. influence in the region. You know, it seems to me like they don't have to worry too much about Hugo Chavez and Venezuela. What they've got to worry about is all these countries saying, you know what, we don't want to use your dollar anymore because they're so inflated and they continue to print these this American dollar like there's no tomorrow, that eventually it's going to crash. So people like Bob Chapman, that comes on John's show every Tuesday and talks about what's going on. You know, in March of 2006, they stopped posting the M3. That was the biggest red flag I saw. That's when I started converting my cash into gold. And when they stop telling you how many American dollars are actually in the world and being produced, you know, it's time to start thinking, you know, maybe it's time that I might start thinking about converting some of my currency into gold or silver. That's what I did. The inflation numbers, well, the story about them taking plane loads of $100 bills and dropping them over in Iraq a couple of years ago to stimulate the economy, and I'm sure you've heard about that. There's a couple of veterans that came back from there and attested to that story. So it really did happen. You go to drop $12 billion out of an airplane or helicopters in Iraq, and then you start wondering, well, why is the cost every time I go to the grocery store going up higher? Have you ever noticed that, folks? I've noticed it. The dollar buys less and less, and eventually the whole table tumbles down. Well, enough on that. Okay, I got one more here, and I want to remind my listeners that I've got Dahlia Wasfi, Dr. Dahlia Wasfi, coming on tomorrow. Her family lives in Iraq, and she's going to kind of give us an overview and an update as to what's going on over there, because as most of you know, and a lot of new listeners don't, what you get in the mainstream media is nothing compared to what's really happening over there. And the only people that can tell you what's really going on are the people that either live there, have families there, or have been there and experienced it for themselves. Dar Jamal is a great example. You can go on the internet and Google in Dar Jamal and come up with all kinds of videos that he'll show you about Fallujah and the way people are living over there. It's going to be an interesting show tomorrow because I'm going to spend the whole 2 hours with Dahlia, and she's going to give us an insight as to exactly what's going on. But I said that to say this, is that I've got another article here from CNN.com. Now, get this. Here we've had this occupation over there for 4 years, and they're saying it's because they're bringing democracy to Iraq. Yet they have a green zone with the green zone is, from what I understand, is one of Saddam Hussein's former palaces, and they've walled the whole thing in, and they've got swimming pools, and they've got country clubs, and they've got McDonald's and Burger King. It's a mini America dropped right in the middle of Iraq. And then they've got the occupation of 14 military bases over there. But you know what? We're leaving soon, you see. We've got them, you know, we're talking about leaving, yet, you know, the Democrats bend over and they continue to annually approve a budget for the military to stay over there. But we're leaving soon, folks. Anyway, I pulled this article off. Now, listen to this. Here's the coup de grace. U.S. may negotiate with Iraqi insurgents. Huh? Washington U.S. officials said Wednesday that a joint campaign plan redesign team is preparing a new diplomatic and military strategy for Iraq, which is expected to be approved by the end of the month. The team, led by General David Petraeus and U.S. Ambassador to Iraq Ryan Crocker, is laying out a new course for how to proceed in the four-year-old war, the officials told CNN. One element of the plan is to try to identify groups of people, including possibly Sunni extremists and militia groups, with whom U.S. officials feel they can do business. Now, after we've been talking about the insurgents this whole time, okay, and talking about and all this money that's been going out to correct the problem with the insurgents and all of our soldiers that have died and all the soldiers that have been wounded, now the U.S. officials feel they can do business with them. Isn't that nice? That's the American way. That's capitalism, boy. Such as negotiating power sharing and ceasefire agreements and granting economic aid. Here we go again, economic aid. Does that have anything to do with this aid that, you know, all these illegals are coming over here in the school system and access in Arizona and all these other medical programs? The U.S. is granting economic aid. We'll be back in three. This is Michael Herzog, the American Awakening. Stick with me. Got a guest coming up, and I'll finish this article.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Shuffling their feet.
All right, we're back. Mike Lorzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Keep on rocking in the free world. And we're bringing freedom throughout the world, folks. We're bringing democracy. Just like I was reading in this article, I'm going to repeat this paragraph. We're rocking in the free world, guys. One element of this plan is to try to identify groups of people, including possibly Sunni extremists and militia groups with whom U.S. officials feel they can do business. See, this is the free world, bringing democracy all over the world. and the green zone with McDonald's and Burger King and swimming pools, there you go. With whom the U.S. officials feel they can do business, such as negotiating power sharing and ceasefire agreements and granting economic aid, the sources said. But those with whom officials feel they cannot do business, such as determined suicide bombers, yeah, well, I don't know, maybe we can't do business with you guys, will remain targets of military forces. So let me ask you, I mean, let's get this straight. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be not doing business with the insurgents, but what we're going to be doing is running around looking for people who have bombs strapped to them. Is that what it is? I got you. Okay, there we go. The officials cited an inability to maintain current troop levels into the summer as a reason for the changed course. Well, I guess so. You know, they're getting pressure not to invoke a draft. We've got all of our soldiers over there now, okay, and so now they're finally getting it. Is this it? And they're finally getting there's an inability to maintain current troop levels. We have been focused too long on defeating the enemy, one official said. We need to bring them to the negotiating table. I wonder who that official was. Wasn't Ron Paul saying this years ago? Before we ever went in there to begin with? Now, one official has a bright light bulb that goes off in his head and says, well, we need to bring them to the negotiating table. Hello? This is, let's see. Oh, what was this? That's a good one. Yeah, Marcus just put this up on the screen. You see, we're not looking for the insurgents anymore, folks. We're negotiating with the insurgents. What we're looking for is we're looking for the suicide bombers that advertise it on the front of their clothes before the explosion, don't you see? That's the ones we're targeting. I got you. Okay. The announcement is an acknowledgement that the traditional war-fighting stance of trying to capture or kill all insurgents is failing. Now, when did they figure that out? This is just so insane. This is written by CNN Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr. Well, probably should put a feather in a cap for that one. Let's see. That the country may be devolved into a civil war. No. You're kidding me. And that the only way to proceed is to use military force sparingly and attempt to bring many insurgents into the fold. Doesn't that just give you a warm, fuzzy feeling inside? I'm telling you. Stay tuned. Michael Herzog, American Awakening coming. I got a guest coming up in the second hour. All right, I'm gonna quit. What am I going to do? We'll be back in a couple of minutes, folks, with my guest. Stick with me. A message for